Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent. I'm not. Thank I'm you. Registered as a Democrat.
Okay. Oh, as a Democrat. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
This November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat, or not at all?
Very certain.
Okay. First of all, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality of level of services provided?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat high. Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in this upcoming November 2024 election to approve two ballot issues. Number one, first, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all these, would you vote yes or no on the $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 50? You vote yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The second ballot issue will be school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school building, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today's high paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it's increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 per $100,000 of an asset home value? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, will you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Will you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you still vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you. Following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issue might say the following: property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason to vote yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes to raise property tax fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
I don't know. I got lost, so it seems not at all.
Okay, would you like me to repeat that?
No.
I'm trying to make it as short as possible. I know you have a little bit of time, so I don't want to take too much of your time. So you want me to put not at all?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Continually continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Does that sound very persuasive somewhat or not at all?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any other property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive somewhat or not at all?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help 1,000 more students to cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat, not at all?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Does that sound very, somewhat, not at all?
Very.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers, educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for students. Very somewhat, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to high-paying and demand jobs, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the costs of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Very somewhat, not at all.
Good.
Thank you. Next. We almost done now. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical jobs, skill training, and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your gender? Do you identify as female, male, or other?
I'm definitely a female.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. It's just part of the survey. I'm not supposed to
assume
gender.
They changed a bunch of
things. You know how it is now.
Yeah,
so
I do.
What is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you have
any children went to Cherry Creek School.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, white? Okay. Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.